The Haines Assembly will hold a special meeting on a proposed harbor advisory vote, and the Helisky Map Committee addresses a potential conflict of interest. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Haines Borough Assembly will gather for a special meeting next week to decide whether to hold an advisory vote on the small boat harbor expansion. By code, three Assembly members can set a special meeting. On Friday, Assembly members Tom Morfitt, Heather Lendy, and Ron Jackson called the meeting for Tuesday, November 1st. Morfitt and Lendy were just elected to the Assembly. At his first meeting October 25th, Morfitt brought forward a resolution to hold a special advisory vote, gauging public opinion on the harbor project. For the past couple years, some residents have publicly criticized the harbor project design and the public process it went through. Morfitt says a public vote is warranted because of the scale of the project, which is expected to cost more than $30 million. The borough has obtained about $19 million in state funding, but financing for the rest of the project has not been secured. At the recent assembly meeting, Morfitt tried to get the group to vote on his proposal as soon as possible, but other members said they should vote at the next regular meeting on November 8th to give time for public notice. But Morfitt, Lendy, and Jackson decided to call a special meeting because of the less-than-ideal timeline they're working with. If the assembly chooses to hold an advisory vote, the earliest it could happen is in 45 days in mid-December. The timing may run up against the borough's deadline to choose a contractor for construction of the first phase of the project. The borough opened bids for phase one on Tuesday. Those bids will remain active for 60 days until about December 25th. The special meeting is set for Tuesday, November 1st at 3 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. The Haines Helisky Map Committee met Thursday to hear an overview of proposed map changes. But first, the group was sidetracked by the question of whether one of the committee members has a conflict of interest because of his connection to the Helisky industry. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
The borough's attorney took a stance on the issue, writing an ethics opinion about the role of the two industry players that sit on the committee. Sean Brownell, owner of Alaska Heliskiing, holds the official industry seat, but Scott Sundberg, owner of Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, or SEBA, is also on the committee. He was randomly chosen for one of the two spots set aside for Haines residents. Assemblyman and committee chair Ron Jackson explained the attorney's position.
Obviously, Mr. Sundberg's presence here as a permit holder, applicant, and representing everyone as a resident is the appearance and actually a conflict of interest, according to the attorney.
Sundberg said he read it differently, and there is no conflict of interest.
I've read it, and my attorney's read it, yeah. And so I've come up with some scenarios where you have a conflict of interest, where you should recuse yourself, and I have several that Sean Dunn should recuse himself, and maybe Meredith. And we all have reasons to recuse ourselves.
Sundberg was referring to Sean Brownell and Meredith Pocart, who serves as the conservation chair on the committee. KHNS couldn't view the borough attorney's opinion in its entirety because borough code states that the attorney's opinion is confidential until the people it's about, in this case Sundberg and Brownell, both agree to make it public. As of this report, they have not granted that permission. But at Thursday's meeting, Jackson explained the attorney's stance. He said two questions were addressed. The first, is a Helisky permit holder eligible to sit on the committee as long as he's a borough resident?
He says yes. But the second question is he allowed to vote?
The answer to that question was not obvious. Sundberg and Brownell are the two Helisky company owners who submitted map amendment requests.
So for those applications that you put in for, I think you have seven areas you want to expand. On those things, those would be a conflict of interest, and you should recuse yourself.
Jackson said the attorney also addressed Brownell being on the committee.
What he said in there was that when the borough set up that code that asked for you to be on the committee, it accepted that bias towards your own things.
Sundberg said in order for him to recuse himself, they would need to prove that he would have substantial financial gain from the proposed change. He said although he is part of the industry, his interest on the committee is to represent the residents.
Most of these decisions are in the name of safety and operations, and it has nothing to do with finances. So unless you can prove that I'm gaining financially, it's not a conflict of interest.
Sundberg said if a majority of the committee wants him to recuse himself from decisions on the proposed changes from his company, he will. Borough Manager Bill Seward said the makeup of this committee cannot be changed at this point. Right now, code does not explicitly prohibit an industry member from holding a resident seat. At the last assembly meeting, Seward introduced code changes to clarify that people affiliated with an environmental or heli-ski group cannot serve in the resident seats. The assembly chose to send the issue to the Tourism Advisory Board, which is working on revisions to that section of code. As for whether Sundberg should recuse himself, the committee will address that question at upcoming meetings when they get to his proposed map changes. The committee has a tight timeline to address all of the map amendment requests. Assemblyman Mike Case spoke up as a member of the public, suggesting all of the map areas be put on each agenda so that the committee can get through as many as possible at each meeting. Sundberg agreed.
If you have a true interest in being at these meetings, you should come to every meeting and sit here and wait until it's your turn to give public comment.
But Jackson disagreed.
I don't think I want to list all of them because...
Well, I think I do.
It's unfair to the public to
expect... It's not unfair to the public.
Excuse me. It's unfair to the public to say we're going to tackle 14 when there's no way in hell we're going to do 14.
The main point of the meeting was to hear from Brownell, the industry representative, an overview of all 14 proposed map changes. As he walked through the map, he said most of the suggestions were made with safety in mind, particularly to protect against avalanches. The committee will begin reviewing and voting on specific map amendments at the next meeting on November 1st. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
The Alaska Department of Corrections Commissioner will be in Haines next week. Dean Williams is traveling to far-flung corners of the state in preparation for more budget cuts. He is visiting all 15 towns that are part of the DOC Community Jails Program. The Community Jails Program supports towns from Haines to Dillingham to Kotzebue. Each one has a jail facility that is funded by DOC. Haines received about $216,000 this fiscal year. That's down from a couple years ago. In FY 2016, Haines lost more than $170,000 in community jails support. The local police department is so reliant on that funding that the cut prompted the borough to freeze hiring for a fifth police officer position. Police Chief Heath Scott says the money helps keep the department's four officers and five dispatchers employed.
We get right now a fair chunk of money from DOC.
Scott worries that the in-person visit from Commissioner Williams is a signal of more reductions to come.
We don't think he's coming here to give us good news.
DOC spokesman Corey Allen Young explains why Williams is visiting the towns involved in the community jails program.
You know, we had to cut even further. So we're just looking at options. I know it's nothing really is set in stone, but in order to fully get an understanding and make a decision that's, you know, wise and efficient and maintains that safety, you do have to look at all options and actually go to these places to see what's being done in the communities.
Alan Young says everything is on the table when it comes to the next round of budget cuts. He says the department isn't just looking at the rural jails, but its major facilities. For example, the Palmer Correctional Center was recently shut down. Alan Young says the commissioner will also talk to community leaders about changes on the way from SB 91, the criminal justice reform bill passed the state legislature earlier this year. SB 91 requires DOC to establish a pretrial services program to work with defendants awaiting resolution of their cases. The goal is to reduce the number of people held in prison for nonviolent crimes.
We're trying to limit the amount of people that are actually in the correctional system. So because of that, you'll be put into pretrial services. I'm being very generic here because it's still being worked out, but as part of that, with pretrial services, I would have to fall some on the community, working with Department of Correction moving forward to make sure those people, you know, the criminal justice process is followed.
The pretrial services program is required to be in place by the beginning of 2018. Commissioner Williams will be in Haines on Tuesday, November 1st. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.